We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win!
Take two.
Win! Listen, I'm gonna be straight up with y'all. This is the second time I've had to do that. I'm gonna be OG all the way underneath the bus. Brass Jazz, as everybody know, Brass Jazz is out on COVID protocols. No, he's actually just on vacation for the week. So G has been producing the show.
Yeah.
Last time was a little rough. This time we did this whole opening and G did not hit the go live button. It was like halfway through and I was like, whoa, nobody showed up to the motherfucking post-game show. And it said, you have not gone live yet. So it's the second time I'm doing this. But anyway, welcome into the Miami Heat post-game show, Hangover Time. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. The Heat win a squeaker against the undermanned Detroit Pistons. The Heat, led by one Udonis Haslam, comeback after a really bad first half. They fought, they scratched, they clawed. They didn't have the kind of three-point shooting game that they've had without Jimmy and Bam that they needed to win these games. They didn't have it tonight, but they figured it out. And honestly, Kyle Lowry was huge down the stretch. Tyler Herro was huge down the stretch. Max Strus gave them everything he could through three quarters. He looked gassed in the fourth, but lo and behold, he hits a corner three down the stretch. Like, a lot of guys showed up tonight. Dwayne Dedman went down in that first quarter. That's rough. We'll talk about that a little bit. Let's go ahead and take me out, G. Merry Christmas, my good peoples.
God damn it, Gianni.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate. Listen.
I love America.
Happy Festivus to the rest of us. Listen. I say happy holidays. It's not a war on Christmas. I just love everybody, and everybody celebrates different shit. And I want you all to be happy in your holidays. And speaking of happy in your holidays, my wife went to her family's house tonight. So I've been alone with this motherfucker all night. Woo.
That shit make you fight.
Are we ready to jump into this? By the way, Eric the Great gifted two tier one subs. So subscribe to tier two. For 15 months. That's tier two. So he has access to the tight glue.
Hey, Eric.
Also, Eric. XBL, DM the Heatbeat account. We have an answer to your question on the pregame show.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I thought you were calling me fat on the pregame show.
Yeah. Send us a DM and we'll help you.
The crown early. Y'all saw the cup early.
We'll help you out with that. So either DM me, Al, for the Heatbeat account.
Branded cup. If you.
Are we ready to jump into what we're drinking?
I guess, whatever. Y'all already see what I'm doing. I don't know what G's on.
Take two on the music.
But you're not going to put that music on again, are
it's
you?
It's on right now.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
It's for show eight. Ho, ho, ho.
Damn it.
G, what are you drinking tonight? You on?
And stop like drinking. Other
shit. Nomadic Rambler gifts 10 tier 1 subs to the community. We got to hit them one have a time.
Fake oh, no, don't do it.
With a drip drop.
Oh, I don't want to drink to that.
I'm not drinking to that.
I'm not even drinking tonight. I'm not even drinking my water.
Vane Hype gifted a tier one sub to Max Struess.
Tiffany, it's Christmas. Why are you ain't drinking?
Danita. Danita. It's Christmas. Danita, it's Christmas. Danita.
G, who was your player of the game? I think I already know who it is. You actually should just turn around and show the back of that jersey.
This is not a Kyle Lowry jersey.
Oh.
No, straight up, Kyle. I mean, I know people are going to answer Struess. I want to give love to Kyle because I thought in the first half he wasn't aggressive enough going to the basket. And I thought in the fourth quarter especially, he saw a big-ass Trey Lyles on him. And he's like, I'm taking his ass to the cup every time. I thought he used those Udonis screens really well. And my man really bounced back, grabbed the game by the horns, and really, you know, Max and Tyler finished it. But that fourth quarter comeback.
Yeah.
With Kyle.
Let's not say Max and Tyler finished it. Kyle finished that motherfucker.
No, and I mean like Kyle, the daggers, you know, those two threes.
And Tyler and Max put the finishing touches on it. Like Kyle was amazing down the stretch. Like
He found something that worked.
But and honestly, he was scoring in the first half, but it was just like here and there. It wasn't impactful. And then he was just like, man, like it felt like he was like, we're better than them. I'm better than them. Let's shut this shit down. And it happened. Now, here go that music.
You hear it. There we go. We fixed it.
Why?
I feel like I'm in an episode of Frasier. What's happening?
Brass has this music all the time. And all
I know, but why?
It's not that loud.
It sounds like it's on a xylophone when you do it.
Okay, hold on. We have some subs to shout out. So Professor Pleb gifts a tier one sub to the community. Gats on Heat gives a sub to the community. Quez 312001 gives 10 tier one subs. Alf,
hey, host of
Gaga, gives up 10. Oh my God. Mr. Robot 561 just gave out another one.
Appreciate y'all. Who wants to try to do a proper drip drop?
Do it, Siobhan. Do it for the people.
Why is it me?
For the people.
For the people.
One time.
Do it for the people.
One time.
Let me hit it. One time. With a drip.
Oh, that's a hottie nominee. That's a hottie nominee.
For one time.
Tiff.
By the way,
what are you drinking tonight? Well, you already just drinking water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done drinking.
Forever?
I'm done drinking. No, for tonight.
Oh, okay.
I was like, we need you. We're
going to have to find a replacement.
Oh.
You know that. You know. Sorry. Just pretend to drink like a lot of us do. not give it away the game. I'm dead ass tonight, though. It's going to be a rough one. I hate when I don't remember the show the next day. Who was your player of the game, Tiff?
I mean, G wearing the jersey, got the man's name on his backside. Maxwell, fuck what you heard, Struess. Mm-hmm. Yes, I got porous defense, but come get this offense, though, for that ass.
He fixed some of it. He was bad.
It's porous. I know it is. But what he can do, what he can
make
do.
Make up for it.
Yeah. Listen, he ain't got the vibranium arm for nothing.
The most impressive thing, and if you were following me on Twitter tonight, I was like, what? I felt like Spo was killing my man Max. Like
what?
People thought I was saying to bench Max. I was like, no, give the motherfucker a break. 2 minutes. If you can rest Kyle, you can just turn the shit off. I feel like I'm in the worst mall of all time.
But why is it okay when Brass does?
He's better at this shit than you are. Holy shit.
A lot of things are okay when Brass does it.
It's like coming in everywhere.
Oh my God. I feel like a Christmas story? I feel like I'm about to go sit on Santa's lap. I'm nervous. I got anxiety and shit.
And get your ass kicked down the slide.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Bow. But... I was so impressed because Max, Tiff, we were talking about in the group chat, he looked gassed. And I was like, please just give my man like 30 seconds off the bench. I know, yeah. I know Duncan ain't hitting, but throw him out there. He was playing good defense. Throw him out there for a minute. Give my man a little bit of rest because Max was looking. I mean, Max was looking like was... at the end of the first Captain America. Like he was falling off the train. But he came back. They read that book. They said, Caboose, nine. And he said, I will comply. And that motherfucker, as gassed as he was, he hit that fucking corner three. That was like the knockout punch. And I was so happy for him because I felt like if he ended the game poorly, people were going to be mad at him. And I don't think that was his fault.
Yeah.
Nomadic Rambler gave another 10 subs because I turned the damn music down.
Oh, put the music on and turn it off. We'll be rich by the end of the show.
Put it on. Turn
I'm so sorry to the audience. I tried my best.
Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight and who was your player of the game?
Pass and run off and play. I have some Pinot Grigio here, some Luna Nuda, and I am going to say shout out to Frosty Gabe, 7 assists, but my player of the game, I'm going to go with Tyler.
Yes.
Good to see his scoring round back into form. He had like a 4 or 5 game stretch there after the body soreness where he wasn't great and was kind of bad through some of that. He looked good tonight, had his spring back, was, you know, getting the separation to get those shots off. That three he hit was crazy. All of his like contested late game threes or like late clock threes seemed to come from that same general area. Mm-hmm. But you know, he looked good. He kept them buoyed through a lot of it.
Somebody said G shoving the music in our face like we're Nancy Reagan. God damn. But Siobhan, you know what impressed me the most about Tyler tonight?
What's that?
They were keying in on him. And here's the difference between Tyler and Duncan. They made it a mission when Duncan was in to stop Duncan, and they stopped his ass. They made it a mission to stop Tyler, and he was like, go ahead, try it, motherfucker. Bet. Like, and at first, he was dealing. Huh?
Yeah, bet.
That's what I'm saying. Bet. Like, okay, I'm a bucket. You know, he's got that different level of confidence than Duncan's got. Duncan, they keyed on Duncan, and Duncan, and then Duncan was so out of sorts, even when he had open shots. He had that one little drive with the foul. I was very proud of him for that one. I thought he played good defense, but they keyed on Duncan. He couldn't do shit. They keyed on Tyler. Tyler, what he did at the beginning when they keyed in on him, he was dealing. Like he was like, oh, y'all gonna put two on me? Watch. When they were like, oh shit, look what he picking us apart. And then he's like, oh, okay, boom. Now he's gonna get his scoring going. Like there's a different level of confidence. Like, and it's I love that about of, Tyler.
Of
this
confidence
year.
Of skill, of ball handling capabilities. Like Duncan is a capable ball handler. Tyler can dribble. Like Tyler can give you a combination of moves to get past you and to get to the spot on the floor that he wants to get to. So with his kind of like natural confidence and just having that in his game and having tightened it over the offseason, he's dealing when he has the two. He's moving the ball, getting like making the appropriate read. And then when they slack off or when he feels like he has one, he goes and he's going to go for it. He'll be damned. Like, he's going to try. He's going to try to get to his spots. And you're going to live with the shot that he's going to put up because they've been good shots throughout the majority of this season.
Nomadic Rambler says G getting some starting reps is going to pay off in the long term. Speaking of somebody starting to get some starting reps, G, I don't want to take you too far away from your producing duties. I don't know how it can get worse. But Deadman going down and Yurt, who I thought, listen, I'm very hard on Yurt. But what I did think, he's so slow to react sometimes. It drives me nuts. But, I mean, another night of, wait, how many? 12 rebounds. 8 points. He was he had the best plus minus of the entire team. And somebody said, let's talk about Dumpson. King Gibson says, let's talk about Deadman. Without Deadman, Yurt's going to get some minutes now.
Can Jimmy come back? God damn it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't keep
anybody. Not even
anybody. I don't care who it is.
He's the closest in the line of people who should.
I'll take Caleb at this point. Fuck it.
Somebody.
Shit. Anybody could come back.
So Caleb was on the bench today, which he says his 11th day in health and safety protocol. But he's still in the protocol, but he's there with
he's not in the protocol.
He's not in protocol.
He's not in the protocol. They listed him in the protocol.
Who
the
said
team,
that?
It's wrong.
The team.
Well, then it's listed wrong.
It's listed wrong.
If he had a second negative test after they put out that he was in the protocol, it's the only reason he's on the bench.
Yeah.
Like everyone's getting all out. He should not be on the bench. I guarantee you the Heat are not risking a fine.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But I'm just saying
to have Caleb Martin on the bench for when he can do to uplift the team.
Put on a uniform?
It's over 10 days, and I bet he, right before the game, he probably tested negative. And, listen, and as long as it's over 10 days.
I think you're not contagious after 10 days is what I understand.
So why can't he be on the bench? Motherfuckers just, go back to work at Walmart testing positive.
It's weird. I don't know.
And I'm really tired of that shit. I'm tired of the way we're treating these NBA players different than the motherfuckers you interact with every day when you go to the goddamn grocery store. You breathing in motherfuckers' faces who had COVID 11 days ago. But God forbid a motherfucker NBA player goes, I don't know. I'm not going to get on that soapbox right now. I'll do that on Light Skin Opinions another day. But G, just talk about like the loss of Deadman, which I think is fucking huge.
Oh,
and like, what does it mean when Yurt's going to get a lot of those minutes?
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
He was the one guy that I was scared of them losing other than Lowry because there's just no replacement for him. Because now it's going to be UD and KZ as backup center. And I don't know, you know, UD gave it to you tonight, but I don't know how much you can depend on a 41-year-old having it, you know, not every 10th day. You know what I mean? So, and Deadman was giving them great minutes. Deadman made them a good rebounding team. You know, Deadman gave them a little bit of rim protection. You saw in that game against the Pacers, getting some blocks, kind of getting into it. Physical. You know, good screener, good body. Alf, we talked last show about, you know, he's a kind of guy, if you get a bad pass, he can fix a bad pass by like making a move or under the layup. Like he's just really crafty, good finisher. That they gotta really rely on this little extended break, quote unquote. I mean, it's not that big a break, but
two
you know,
days.
Two
days feels like a break nowadays.
Bro, it fucking feels like a vacation. And hopefully they can get one of their other guys back, or hopefully he. I mean, I don't know what a sprained knee is. I mean, that's not the worst thing.
He ain't coming back. He's not coming back this week.
And if he does, great. But let's
probably not.
Realistically,
let's be realistic.
What's Michael Potter doing?
Yeah, where's Potter?
Yeah,
somebody call Michael Potter.
Somebody.
You know what's funny? The Heat are missing so many. It's not even COVID.
It's not COVID. No. It's just broken.
Like I said the last time, ligaments just falling out of motherfuckers' asses. Like
if you look at the collection of motherfuckers on our bench, like that's a cool ass fucking group.
It is.
That's a four seed.
That's yo, Eastern Conference champions that's right
exactly.
There.
I put, hello.
I put the PJ in that lime green.
That's three All NBA teams in that.
I put the injured reserve up against the Bucks right now.
Like right exactly.
Kick it with
injured reserve. Kick this team's ass
up and down the court.
That's even five.
Right, Jim. Instead of Jimmy taking the bench, he's like, I got these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, I got motherfuckers missing knees and shit. Let's go.
Like 80 points. Just
yo.
Just
like,
sit
I'm
there.
Taking Bam with one hand over Yurt right
fucking
now.
Fucking trust fund. Just sit
would
there.
You, okay, quick question. Would you take Bam with one hand over Yurt right now?
Oh, easy. Yeah, not even a question. One arm. One arm. Or maybe like Bam has one hand and he has Joel Anthony's
with
other
that
hand.
Fucking, with that cat.
Club.
Joel Anthony did this shit for years with no hands.
I'll take Bam in a sling.
Oh, a sling is a listen. A sling is weight. I would.
That sling has three fouls in it.
Yeah, listen, got that shit like that right between the wrists.
Rude.
We've done Rude. It. We've all done it before.
Poor Yurt. Yes.
Poor Yurt.
No, not poor Yurt. Listen, that motherfucker is 39 years old. I'm tired of he's young. He's young.
Is it? He's not that old.
Okay, he's like 24. Like.
Oh my god.
He's like Jay Rich, sneaky old. It's like
he's not a not child. As you think. Like we act like he's like Jason Tatum's son. Like it's...
See, we treat like 19-year-old basketball players like babies learning a language that they're gonna like grow by osmosis. Once you're 24, you're like a 6-year-old kid. You're a listen, formed person.
Someone was like, "Oh, he was dominating the G League last year." No, he wasn't. Go back and look. He dominated Summer League. He did not dominate G League, which is hard to not do. Tiff. Let's stop talking about the negative because Yurt actually played good tonight. I don't want to come off this Yurt hater. Like, Yurt did – when Yurt plays above the level that he should be playing at, we should applaud him. And I think he did. Like, he had the best plus-minus on the team tonight. With single-game plus-minus, there's a lot of lies in that.
It's
but
only,
I thought
it's
he was
only
good.
The truth when it's convenient.
Yeah, and I thought he was good on the floor tonight. Like, we have a play I want to show later. Like, I just love the Duncan, the Struce threes. But that wasn't Duncan's gravity. That was actually Yurt's gravity that assisted that three, and we'll show that play a little bit later. But let's get off the negativity and talk about Udonis fucking Haslam, Tiff.
Listen,
called upon. He said, "God damn, here we go again." And you know when
he did the
when he got up, you know the knees went crack, 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 crack.
What you need me to do out there, Spo? What you need me to do? What you need me to do?
And he came. He closed the game, Tiff. Yeah. Not only did he just give you solid minutes, and what G was talking about, I mean, Deadman set some of the nastiest screens I've seen in years on this team. UD said, because you know he called Deadman a young man. He's like, hold on, young man. Let me show you how to really do it. He was out there setting devastating screens at 41 years old. That is. Fez Butter said, put a big cast on Bam's hand and some pillows and put his ass out there. Let's go. But yeah, go ahead, Tiff. Talk to me about UD.
Like it's so weird because you have to say like what he did, we need it. So they don't win the game without this. Like it just doesn't happen. Like they needed all 7 of those points and all 5 of those boards. Like they literally like needed that shit. Like we need air to breathe. Like they was floundering. He also just gives energy. Yeah. Now, I don't know how many more times he's gonna be able to go out there and shake things up. But listen, so if you can get something similar to what you got from Yurt, and just sprinkle UD in, it's just going to be what it's going to be. And hopefully KZ can kind of, I don't know what happened to him tonight, but.
He was all right. I don't think
he looked like KZ Akpala.
Yeah, I mean, he hit a little corner three, hit a few of those again.
Rude. G is so rude.
I think tonight, Siobhan, I think there was a size issue because you saw what Deadman went out. First thing they did was come in with KZ, and it was a disaster. You can't play KZ and Max as your front court.
Yeah.
That's different. It's like it's not KZ and PJ. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a wildly different outcome. So I think Yurt got the minutes over KZ tonight because of just a size issue. Like They were playing some big dudes like Sadiq Bey is a big motherfucker. They had that Garza idiot out there. Mm-hmm. I like Sadiq Bey.
That's old.
I do too.
But I think there was, yeah. Oh no, the man just does
like in a good way. Like he's just he fits
energy and does a lot of things. But when Denman went down, Siobhan, I felt there was like a deflation in that team tonight.
You saw it, right?
Oh, yes, it was bad. It was like these motherfuckers like again, and they started just chucking up things.
Yes, they
like this. I just want to go home.
It's like Kyle's doing it another one.
If Kyle could have picked up that fucking ball, put it on his hip, and walked out the gym.
We're leaving.
No, y'all can have this shit.
That's it. Actually, we're done here.
Yeah, we're done. Put that Chita motherfucker in this ball and let him play.
Sick of this shit. Fold them chairs up.
Yeah, come on. Just clean this shit up. Clean it up.
Turn those lights off.
You don't have my life this sky high.
Happy holidays. Get the fuck out of here.
Turn off that goddamn Jumbotron. We ain't gonna leave that shit off. We ain't gonna be back till Sunday. Mm-mm. Turn that shit off.
But you're right. They looked real sad. They looked real sad.
Like they looked like all of Heat Twitter, like, oh goddamn it, no. Not again, nigga, not again. We lost our entire front court rotation.
We don't have anything. We literally don't have like anything. Nothing. Else to lose.
Come on. They've lost their entire front court rotation. All four of the motherfuckers are gone.
It's so depressing. They have more people who are not playing than who are playing.
We got one starter.
This man started a power forward for them today.
At power forward. And they won.
Oh, God. Yeah. And, there was inflation when Devin got hurt.
But Siobhan, to me, it was... sorry. Go ahead.
No, you said size kind of did them in. And I think so. I think that's always going to be something they're going to have to contend with. When they're fully healthy, they have much better choices to help deal with that. Listen, we can call them back. Zaire is over there in Salt Lake doing a little something.
He had a really good game the other night.
He did. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're small. And Detroit is big in the places that Miami finds themselves to be small at. And yeah, Sadiq gave them trouble. People in the he's too pretty for this thing. I know. He and Gabe are the
I was gonna
workers.
Say Gabe is the most handsome guy on the team.
Yeah.
They don't look at undrafted players for their skill. They're like, who's the most handsome undrafted motherfucker?
Why is his name always on the marquee?
Have y'all seen Yurt walking to the arena? Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I call that guy.
White, wearing white on white on white.
Love strutting. Then
he put on a uniform and looked aki as fuck. I don't know what happened. That dude walked in the arena in the street clothes. I'm like, that motherfucker's going to ball tonight. Look at him. Looking smooth. Then he puts on a uniform. I'm like, why? Why his hips look like that? His hips look fucked up. But
he's uneven.
That turn.
He looked like somebody in half of one of those horse costumes. He's like, he's supposed to have two people. He looked like he just had the horse costume. And then he stood up.
Yes.
Tim, you know what I'm saying? He had the horse, and then he stood up. looking like a centaur or some shit.
Kyle would look that way if he was taller because of, you know.
He looked like he got naturally. The whole pile, and then you add like 3 feet on top of it. Just,
that wasn't made in Brazil.
This looked like a J.
That's the shit I could rest my drink on. Be at the club, like, where the fuck my drink go? Turn around, your drink walking off.
Get your ass back here. You're got cankles.
So you hating now, Alf?
I know. Yeah, but shit is funny. listen, you had a good game.
He was good. You both.
G.
Yo.
But what I did, like, we were talking about deflation. I felt like UD gave them some of that energy back that they lost when Devin went out. Like, UD was like, man, I got y'all. She was like, stop crying, motherfucker.
That was a home crowd, too, Alf. That was a home crowd. Because when he came in, home crowd goes nuts for him. Mm-hmm. He hit that shot, that jumper. That building was electric. And he's UD's getting energy. Crowd's giving them energy. They had a little bit more life. That shit, home games and home games matter, man.
Somebody said Alpha acts like he ain't got cake. I got a long back. You're looking like the Black Taylor Swift.
Go to the video. Go to the video.
Let's go to Gaga Gaga the game. G, you fucking up. Brass would have cut me off a long time ago.
I don't want to step on toes.
Nah, Brass would just be leaving you out there to dry sometimes.
Yeah,
too.
That's true. Someone said I built like Rosie O'Donnell.
Ethan, of course.
Oh man, you talk about. You don't understand.
Say you over there wearing Wranglers. Say Alpha over there wearing Wranglers.
Levi's 501s and shit. G already told me I might have all next week off, so I'm going to talk my shit tonight.
Can you please?
And we don't got to do the watch party no more. I'm gonna get lit tonight.
Cause... I put a tweet in the group chat.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead with your place.
All right, well, this is just a quick ga-ga-ga. Everybody knows what play this is. Your boy Tyler. Tyler been on his bunnies lately. Go ahead, G, play that. Wait, is Tyler even out there? Is this right? Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, he's out there.
Nice scream. No, look at you. God damn it,
I'm no Brass. I'm no Brass. Hold on.
God damn it. I labeled
it. We're trying to do a good job.
That one's not it.
No, it's the same. This is the same play.
This one. There we go.
Okay, here we go. Tyler with the Dwayne Wade stealing. Gah, 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 gah. So somebody said on timeline that was Dwayne Wade-esque, and I would have to agree. Dwayne Wade would have been a little bit smoother on that dribble. Tyler got to think about jumping more than Dwayne ever did. Listen, Tyler got some bounce to him, but he don't got that kind of bounce. But Siobhan, you always talk about bouncy. Like, he's been bouncy lately.
Yeah, he looks good. Yeah, like, his legs look back under him. His energy's there. His shot is a big indicator of his legs being back. And yeah, he has this in him.
The talking shit at the... Kenny said, G producing is like that Bron and 2 Chainz meme.
I gotta make one of those, but I gotta put the elevator music way too loud.
It wasn't just that. It was like there was a couple times broken play. Tyler gets it by the logo, and he's like, "Y'all seen him? Just the sweat." Yeah. Like, okay, don't worry, I got this, y'all. And it's just like I'm telling you, the confidence is what separates him from so many other guys who have like bad first halves, like. Duncan had a bad first half and could never recover.
That's because Tyler's put the work in. Like, Tyler's confident because he knows he has the handle. He knows he has improved shot making. He's not afraid to mess up in those regards because he knows he has it. The mess up is just going to be a turnover or a missed shot, and, you know, we're going to live with that. But that's where I think you see that grown confidence from, because he knows he has these things at his dispense.
And he's confident in his bag.
Yeah.
And like we saw like Duncan tonight, and you know, I don't want to get negative tonight because Duncan just came off a 26-point game. But you come into tonight after that great game, he's missing shots and he does nothing else.
Yeah.
I thought he played excellent defense because there was a point where Strus kept leaving Corey Joseph, whatever his motherfucking name was, and they switched things up and put Duncan on Joseph. And he did not do shit. I mean, Duncan was staying with him, and he wasn't cheating in the paint as much. So he did good things defensively. But offensively, like, he was not doing any of those things that he's been doing lately. So when he's hitting his shot, he does more. But my thing is, Duncan, when you're not hitting your shot, do those same things.
Other. Yeah. The others.
Hey, and we have a play. G, go ahead and play the only play you haven't played yet. And this is the one where I thought Yurt's size made a big difference. You know what I'm talking about, G?
I'm hoping I have the right one.
You do. I think because I sent it to you.
Give me a second. Hold on. Let me double check.
There's only three down there.
There are three. Okay.
It's the one you haven't played.
This one. Yours not in the game, though.
No, this is the UD play again.
Give me a second.
Happy holidays from TV, everybody. We will see you in
2020. Stay healthy.
Okay,
and safe.
I got it.
Wear your mask.
I uploaded the same play twice. My bad. Okay. Listen.
If you're in the club, don't put your drinks down.
I had a rough night. I had a family emergency. I had a bit of a rough night.
There we go. So here, Duncan cuts. He gets defended and he swings that pass out to Max.
Yurt does a good seal.
No, and the thing, look how they cheat down on Yurt because they're afraid because they have no size in the game. They got two guys on Yurt. Duncan recognizes that, throws it out to Max. Max, even though he's covered, it's a good closeout. But by the time, and I always say this, I don't care about the closeout sometimes. If you let somebody get into their form, like the closeout doesn't matter as much. It's too late. They're shooting a comfortable shot. He was comfortable.
Yeah, he was definitely.
It's a comfortable shot. Like, and that's why sometimes I get really mad at Duncan when he doesn't let that shit fly. I'm like, Duncan, you had enough time to get a shot off, and he does a lot of times, but sometimes he passes out of the shit too quickly. But I also would say like Yurt right now, he commanded a little bit of attention there, but. It's like I've been saying, I really, really love that Duncan to Strew stuff, especially without Jimmy and Bam, because both of those guys are going to draw attention when they cut through the lane or when they take somebody off the dribble. They got a guy on them already. Somebody's locked in on them. So when they cut through the lane, because a lot of guys are worried that cut through the lane is going to end up in a corner three on the other end. So when they do that stuff and they attract that attention, they stop in the lane, they get the ball and pass out to the other, like it results in a good play most of the time. I just would like to see more of that shit, especially with Jimmy and Bam out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I agree. You were talking too about like Yurt's presence and being big, and you used the word gravity for him. And I said like a few episodes ago that there's other ways that people can have gravity. There's other ways, like your outside shooting and your presence from out there is the way that we typically tend to think of. But you're right in that you can a felt enough presence inside can cause that same kind of contraction of the defense, opening up that same space for that drive in the kick out to have a more, you know, spacious kind of cushion to release from. So that three, they have some pieces, there's something to that. I don't know how much longer we'll see it, but right. Shit, while we got six people, you know, let's massage that chemistry as much as we can.
Siobhan, when your entire way of winning over the last 7 to 8 games is by shooting, you know, team record threes, right? Like tonight they only hit 12, which is their worst 3-point outing, I think, in 10 games, which 12 is decent.
Right.
But that's their worst in 10 games. Yeah. And they have not won unless they shoot at least 17, make at least 17 threes a game. But when that is your whole MO, right? That is the only thing the teams have to guard against. Like, you have to figure out other ways. And that's so the gravity from three is not really going to help you because now you're scouted.
Yeah.
They know that all you're trying to do is hit as many threes as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was saying, and that's why I'm especially like proud of them without Deadman in there as a presence inside. Like, for them to win this game, it took a lot because, you know, everything they had scouted could have, you know, It was easy to defend, and they still figured out a way to win the game.
Right. And when's the next game? Monday? Wait, when's the
Sunday.
Next game?
Sunday.
Not going to lie. If Jimmy ain't playing, we ain't winning. Because this was it right here.
I think that's it. Yeah, I think you that's the tank.
You the last this, leaf of the clover done fell the fuck off.
You done fucked up now. Boss, what do you say, a menace to society? You
they done got fucked Orlando, up now. They got Orlando on Sunday. That's,
yeah, it is Orlando. So they might be able to pull one more. One they more, might, maybe. Because
then they got the Wizards on Tuesday. Now you're playing with fire. Yeah, they have good players.
I really think they need, wait, they need a, somebody. Protocol? Yes, yeah. He is. But I think they won tonight, though.
Yeah.
The Magic?
No, the Wizards. No, the Wizards. I think they won.
The oh, no. The, yeah, they beat the Knicks by 7.
Bing bong.
Hey,
bing bong.
Real quick, a lot of motherfucking people, including one Nikias Duncan, were trying to tell me at the beginning of the season that the New York Knicks were going to be good. I don't have a rant. I'm just saying that a lot of you motherfuckers were wrong. That team fucking sucks. That team is one of the worst teams in the league. What is that team right now? That team is 14-18. And they're playing Kemba Walker 40 fucking minutes. They're pathetic. They're absolutely fucking pathetic. What a bunch of wasted fucking people. Garbage organization.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
I was we were to making the background music.
Again, happy holidays from us here at Heebie.
I was trying to do the horn sound. Yeah.
I had the beat going. Bing bong.
Interesting. Yeah, how you doing? Right. My boyfriend was here earlier. He said that you wrote your phone number or his receipt, and I'm just here to check you and say, like, control your hormones or whatever's going on. I know he fine. His name Antoine. You work with her?
We spend some tea.
Yeah.
I don't care about you nor Antoine. When you walk in here, say good morning like we said to you.
Oh, okay. Good morning.
Yeah. I don't care about no Antoine. I don't care none of that. You want
I said good
food?
Morning.
No, I'm asking. You want to order food?
Yeah, I am. Can all I right. finish with it all? I
no,
want to
I
check
I don't care about none of that. You're not checkmating nothing in here.
Danita.
I'm checking all.
Ah.
I'm checking lists and everything.
Danita's Christmas.
And you at ho, ho, ho.
Ah.
Yes, baby. Right back at you. You want some chicken?
Oh, my God. All of y'all coming?
Yeah. Welcome to our store. You ain't about to come in and checkmate nothing about
oh, my God. I thought I was in the suburbs. I thought I was. This is North Philly?
You, yeah. And Chester.
Northwest Chester.
But Danita.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Oh,